area of informatics, I don't think Ken and Kitty brought these to your attention. Two interesting ones. At the census, at the National Census and Statistics Agency for all of Zimbabwe, they have a very good collection of data regarding the population, demographic data, but it's compiled and analyzed totally manually, all on sheets of paper, 3x5 cards, hand calculators, and so on. And so the information that's summarized out of that data oftentimes isn't finished for 6 months to a year after it was collected. So for decision making, it's old, it's outdated. There is a very large need there for a simple microcomputer installation, simple database, statistics software install, set up, and the training, the kind of thing that we have done a great deal of in Nicaragua. Another informatics project, not computer-based, but information-based, is with the SADC Information Agency. SADC is the Southern Africa Development Coordinating Council that brings together all six of the frontline states into an economic cooperative region, with each country specializing or taking responsibility for one aspect of economics, for example, food or transportation or energy. Each one of those are assigned to a government. At the moment, the headquarters of SADC is in, of this data collection, is in Dar es Salaam. And they collect economic and social data from these six member countries. But because that information is not well collected, because it's incomplete, and because it's, by the time they get it from the member governments, it's quite old, it doesn't make, it's not very valuable to SADC and the economic development that they're trying to stimulate. And so the information agency for SADC is looking for alternatives to that data. For example, the World Bank or the IMF collect that very same data and oftentimes have it much more timely than even the member countries have. And is it possible, they ask, to find online databases where that information is available? And it probably is. We have some very good information retrieval and library specialists who will be able to track that down. Even the economists that report from London have that same kind of data. And if we would be able to provide that to SADC, it would be a real benefit to them. In the area of healthcare in Zimbabwe, at the Ministry of Health, they need in-service doctors. That is, a physician in any background, surgery or gynecology or psychiatry or whatever, to practice in the field. They would probably be posted in a regional or city hospital, not in the countryside, but in a urban or at least a good-sized town to practice for a year or more. Now, we submitted an application of a black doctor from Oakland, about 55 years old, who has not been involved at all politically. He's progressive, he's voted Democratic all of his life, but probably is, you know, he sees Zimbabwe as being a real symbol of African independence. And before I left, he brought me his resume and said, "See if you can find a place for me to work in Zimbabwe. I would set aside my job for a year." He's a surgeon in Oakland, and he'd like to go and work in Zimbabwe. His resume was given to them, and I think we can see him play sometime early next year. Technological fields in healthcare have needs, such as radiology, toxic waste, computer databasing and statistics of health information, the maintenance of equipment, and I'll come back to that over and over again, maintaining hospital equipment, radiotherapy, all those kinds of technological fields in healthcare they would like to have volunteers in. At the School of Medicine, They have a good number of paid teaching positions that are now going open. They have nobody teaching them. For example, they have 174 teaching positions, of which 60 of those are vacant right now. Those are long-term, permanent staff positions, or at least one-year staff positions that could be paid at Zimbabwean salary. 60 out of 174, it's more than 30%. And there's probably some possibility of getting outside funding to help those kinds of positions. Short-term medical care, they need at the same medical school as a way of filling those 60 slots. If they can't find one of those 60 slots now, that they would take somebody short-term to at least teach seminars in those subspecialties, which would be better than nothing. Also in the area of planning and training in healthcare, they need the training of lab technicians, of dentists and dental lab technicians. They need to be able to teach nurses midwifery. Very few nurses in Zimbabwe, or for that matter in Southern Africa, are very familiar with midwifery. And that alone would have a significant impact on infant mortality rate, to be able to have that skill. They have no planning unit in the Ministry of Health. And Zimbabwe, of all the six frontline states, is by far the most developed. And yet they have no planning unit, no basic statistics, and then a plan, an ability to generate a plan for a year or 2 years with that information. There is a, at the Ministry of Health, they are now spending on one mini computer $10,000 a month. Very similar to a situation we ran into in Nicaragua. $10,000 a month being dumped into a mini computer which they really can't use, and they'd like some help in replacing that with a cheaper system. Very doable. Okay, I mean, it's the whole system can be replaced for 1 month's rent probably. But again, it's the technical expertise to be able to help them design and know what they need. Well drilling. There's a project where there is a mobile unit that operates in the countryside to train villagers in shallow well drilling techniques. And what's needed is a water engineer, a hydrologist who knows how to locate water, to work with this team to in turn teach rural population these drilling location and drilling techniques. That's Zimbabwe. A good deal of projects, as you can see online there. I think we probably were a little bit surprised at how much came out of 2 weeks in Zimbabwe, but I think somewhat it's accountable to the fact that it is the more developed country, and there is more of an infrastructure. They can articulate their needs more. There are, insofar as Technica works more with the technical infrastructure and less with the very basic rural activities, which we do a little bit of, but by and large, as you know, the bulk of our work is more technical, engineering, informatics, healthcare, teaching, which tends to be more in the infrastructure. And the more that infrastructure is developed, of course, the more volunteers that can be absorbed.